Blog Talk Radio.
Get on your feet and clap your hands.
You are good,
yeah,
and your You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, founder and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network. And it is truly an honor and a blessing for us to serve as the host for All Nations Christian Fellowship's Resurge Conference for this Monday, September the 28th, 2020. And now, here is the founding pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship, the creator and facilitator of the Resurge Conference, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, and thank you. I'm excited tonight.
Amen.
Because this is our last and final part of the conference. And I'm excited for all of us to hear what we're going to hear tonight. Well, thus says the Lord, through our dear pastor friend, and I will be introducing her. I think it's now. It's been a lot going
opening
on
prayer.
Today.
Opening
I mean
prayer.
A lot. Praise
opening
the Lord.
Prayer.
All right. At this time, I'm going to call on our dear Bishop Shalene Cook to do the opening prayer for this conference. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's all focus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and glory to God. Hallelujah. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come now to your throne of grace just praising you, magnifying you, and glorifying you. Father, we just come thanking you for all that we are going to hear on tonight. We just pray right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would pour in to our most beloved Pastor Hat, pours into your people. And Father, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would prepare the hearts and the minds of your people to receive what the woman of God is going to bring to us on tonight. And Father, not only do we pray that they receive it, but that they retain it, Lord, and use it in their daily walk with you. Now, Lord, we just thank you for everything that we have heard thus far throughout this conference. We just thank you for those who have been faithfully tuning in. And, Lord, we know that they are being blessed. Hallelujah, because I am being blessed. Lord, we just want to thank you for this time and this season. We just ask that you rain down upon us, Father God. Hallelujah. Pour out into us, oh God, and we will be so careful to give you the honor and the glory and the praise. And it is in your Son Jesus' name that we do pray it all. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, and to you we give the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Back to you, Apostle.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Apostle, back to you, Apostle.
All right. All right. At this time, I'm going to introduce our speaker for tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Our speaker tonight is Reverend Joan Clarice Allen, and she is affectionately called Pastor Hat. And those of us who know her well know that she wears many hats. She wears many natural hats. She wears, and they're beautiful. And she wears many spiritual hats.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many. And so we thank the Lord for her. Hallelujah. She never runs out. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Seems like she's always available. Praise the Lord.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
The work of the Lord. And I appreciate her. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to give you the rest of it. Reverend Allen Father, was baptized, licensed, and ordained at Palmacea Baptist Church by Pastor Charles F. Bennett. She has had and is having quite a joyous journey. Reverend Allen began this joy journey as an usher at Palmacea Baptist Church in 1983, where she ushered for over 12 years and served as president. While ushering, she also taught Sunday school for adults, seniors, and youth. In April of 1995, she was licensed to preach the gospel, and by a miracle of God, was ordained in August of 1996. In 1998, Reverend Allen left Palmacea Baptist Church to serve as co-pastor of Shabbat Christian Center Ministry with Pastor Dolores Stewart. She served there for 4 years when God led her to unite with Solid Rock Church of God in Christ under the leadership of Superintendent Gerald K. Simpkins Sr. While serving at Solid Rock, Reverend Allen continued to teach. I'm still with you. to preach and teach, and continues to serve faithfully as Chief Financial Officer. Reverend Allen currently serves on the Solid Rock Trustee Board and continues as an accountant for Solid Rock. Along the way, Reverend Allen has been and continues to be a motivator and an encourager to men and women in recovery, and visiting and teaching the Bible to the elderly. Amen. Praise God. She's also at that blessed age. We are. Amen. She was the host of the For Christ's Sake television ministry for over 3 years. She was a regular speaker and motivator at the Alpha Omega Foundation in Oakland. Under the unctioning of the Holy Spirit, Reverend Allen announced with some trepidation her call to the pastorate, and on December 13, 2009, she was installed into the office of pastor of His Temple Ministry at Solid Rock Church of God in Christ by Pastor Linda Davis Robinson and Superintendent Gerald K. Simpkins Sr. She currently serves God through the Holy Ground Ministry in Turlock, California, under the leadership of Pastor John Hill and Dr. Ann Hill. Her passion is teaching. She absolutely loves God's Word and the mysteries it contains to unfold, to help along life's journey. Reverend Allen is married to Lamont Wiley Allen, and together they have 4 daughters, 1 son, 7 grandchildren, and 6 great-grandchildren. Amen. So I want you all to welcome her wholeheartedly, because she's going to come and she is going to bless us on this night. So I want you to enjoy everyone that is present, those that are listening in, those from near and far. We want you to enjoy this night's conference. We want you to take in, hallelujah, and to utilize what you have heard on tonight. So let's welcome Reverend Joan Clarice Allen right now, in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Apostle, saints of God, the apostle asked for a brief bio, and I had told her that I wasn't going to give her a bio at all. I said, Apostle, you've known me for years. She said, but I want a bio. So I said, I'll send you my bio, and then you can just read what you want out of it. I never thought she'd read the whole thing. So I praise God.
I never had time to condense it. Amen.
Well, I guess it's the will of God for that to be read, and
I believe
thank you for that. All right, saints of God, I am, as in my bio, I said this is a joy journey, and with the ups and the downs and all of the challenges that come with it. I've been serving the Lord since 1983, and it's 37 years. I said I'm an accountant, so I ought to be able to do the math. And I am just excited that He still finds me worthy to share His word. I also want to thank God for putting upon the heart of Apostle to ask me to share in this conference that she is called to resurge. And so, and my daughter, my precious dear daughter in the ministry, and her mother, we share her, and I thank God for that. And for those that are listening, blessings in the name of Jesus to all of you. And my prayer is that at the end of whatever God has given me to say to you, you will be resurged.
Amen.
Prayer has gone forth. The word has been covered. I just ask the Lord to use my mouth. I have nothing for you. Joan needs whatever Joan is going to say from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So I have nothing, and I pray that the Lord will not let me get in the way of whatever he has to say to his people.
Amen.
So now, I was told that the message, the conference title is "It's Time to Resurge," and I looked at that word "resurge," and I am one that looks at words. I want to know what they mean. I want to know how God uses these words or words related to them, synonyms, antonyms. I love this powerful English language that we have. And so when I look up the word resurge, and we all, most of us know that re as a prefix means again.
Amen.
To do something again or to return to a previous condition. So if re means again or return to a previous condition, that means we have to know what surge means.
Yes.
Glory to God. And the word surge, in Latin, it's a surgery, S-U-R-G-E-R-E. And it means to rise or swell, as in rising water or rising tide.
Yes.
So if the word of, if the Spirit of God has given the apostles to tell us it's time to resurge, then it's time for us to go to our previous condition and to rise and swell again.
Yes.
Resurge. Yeah. The definition of resurge is to undergo a resurgence, a rising again into life, activity, or prominence. Listen to me, saints. This word means to rise again. That means that you've been there, and now you need to go back. You need to return to where God had placed you. You remember that in the book of Revelation, and it's just to the church, it spoke to go back to your first love. There's a time when you have to return. So we need to return to our previous condition. We need to, and preferably that condition was one where you were serving the Lord, walking with the Lord, happy in the Lord, trusting in the Lord, believing in the Lord, sharing about the Lord. You need to go back to that. You need to be resurged. But so that took me along this road of re's, R-E. And the first re that we all need is to be reborn. You can't resurge. You can't go back to your previous condition if you're not born again. Because if you resurge and you're not born again, all you're going back is to what you used to be, darkness, walking without Christ. And it is a time for you to be born again, to bring back, go back to, come have a new life. The Word of God talks about when Nicodemus went and talked to the Lord and was talking, and he's going and asking a question as a Pharisee. He was going in at night because at the time it wasn't, all the Pharisees weren't that well received, so he went to see Jesus at night. And he wanted to know about, he didn't realize, let me rephrase this, because what he was asking for, the Lord said to him, you must be born again. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to know, well, how can I get back into my mother's womb? And so the first thing he had to do, and he was a Jew, a Pharisee, but he didn't even know he had to be born again. He wanted to know how to get into the kingdom of heaven. Well, how do you get into the kingdom of heaven? You must be born again. And even the John the Baptizer, he talked about repentance. You must repent to turn away from your life. I'm not forgetting about we're talking about resurging. But remember, I told you resurging is to rise again. You want to rise again.
Yes.
So if you want to rise again, you got to be first born again, from, born reborn from the life that you had and to the marvelous life that we now have. But we do slip away. We do slip away. And so we need to repent. And repentance is not something you do once. Repentance is something that you are continually finding inside of you, something you need to turn away from. So in your path, in your journey of resurging, be reborn again and repent of the things and turn away from the things that are not pleasing to God, that are not God-like in your behavior, in your attitudes, in your thoughts. And so we're on our journey of these reads, and along with being reborn and along with repenting, as you go along the journey, you need to be revived. That's why we have revival. Revivals is just like resurging. You want to get, we're going to get renewed. So we got being reborn. We want to get, we have to repent, and then we have to revive ourselves, and then we have to be refreshed and renewed. Refreshed is to give new strength to or energy to something when you're being revived. When you're being refreshed, you're giving strength or energy to reinvigorate. So as you're on this journey to resurging, as you're on your journey, remember, I'm going to keep back. You're going to keep hearing me go back to the word resurge because it means rising again into life, activity, and prominence. You want to be resurged, renewed, refreshed, revived so you can do the things of the Lord, because it really isn't about you. It isn't about me. It's what about with what you do for the Lord. Scripture says that only what you do for the Lord, it will last. All the other things that you're doing, they are not lasting. They are temporary. If you whatever you do to please man, that's who's going to be pleased man, and man is going to die just like you're going to die, but you want to do things that are eternal. So as you as you're resurging and as you're rising into your new in life and activity and prominence, you want to get to that place where you are serving God wholly and just for his glory only. And it can't be lip service. You got to walk it. You don't just talk it. Your walk has to emulate your talk, and let your walk talk for you. You have to be restored. You have to be reinstated. You have to have new, you have to be fresh inside. Remember, I already gave you the word refresh. You've got to fill yourself with the things of the Lord, studying the word, being prayerful, sharing the word of God with others, sharing the gospel with others, strengthening yourself and knowing that Christ will keep you. And then we go to being rekindled. We like to be rekindled and have a new light in us. Looking at the word light, remember now, that's what Jesus said that we are. But our light do get dim sometimes, see? It gets dim. But what we don't want our light to do is go all the way out. And that's so we have to relight ourselves. We have to rekindle ourselves so that we are empowered to go forth and preach and teach and share and serve and be that example, because we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the world. That's what he said in his Sermon on the Mount back in Matthew chapter 5 when he gave us all those beatitudes, blessed are, blessed are, blessed are. That's when he finished and he said, but you are the light of the world and your light is doing no good if you put it on a bushel. It needs to be on top of a hill where everyone can see. Well, every now and then you just got to rekindle your light. You've got to recharge yourself so that you can be about your Father's business. Then you need to be reestablished. That's renewed. To reestablish and renew yourself. We are, believe it or not, I believe that I thank God again for having the apostle do a conference on resurgence, because the re is to do again. As I've said to you earlier, it's a prefix that means to do again. Well, yeah, we need to do things over and over and over and over. That's why we have, as I said earlier, we have revivals. They're not just for us to just come together and fellowship. It's to renew us, to renew our strength, to because we get drained. We pour out and we pour out and then we get drained and we need to be refreshed and renewed. And so we need to have a replenishing within ourselves of the Spirit of God so that we can continue to move on and do what God has called us individually and collectively to do. And then we need to be redeemed to compensate for the false or bad aspects of something. We are praising God that He is our Redeemer, that He has redeemed us, and that we have been bought with a price, and that is His precious life. And that because we are redeemed, we can now move forward and we can do what God has called us to do. Another release, we have release to allow or enable to escape from confinement, to be set free. That's one of the more powerful reasons to be released, because you want to be free to move and do what God has called you to do. And oftentimes, the bondage that you're in is self-imposed. It's not always someone else putting you in bondage. Very often, we put ourselves in bondage. We put ourselves in bondage in the way we carry ourselves and the way we conduct ourselves, the things we associate ourselves with. That's why the Word of God tells us to be in this world, but not of this world. So we need to be free of a lot of things. We need to be released. And He said that if we are in Christ Jesus, we have liberty. We are free. That doesn't mean you have liberty to do whatever you want to do, because you no longer belong to you. Once you give your life to Christ, you're His. And everything you do is as an example to the world of what a Christ-like person is, how a Christ-like person carries and conducts themselves. But you have to be free within yourself to do that. But it has to be a Christ-like freedom. It can't be a freedom that you can do what you want, say what you want, who you want to. That is not walking in the liberty of Christ. The liberty of the Spirit of God is to know that Christ is our Redeemer, that Christ died on the cross for our sins, that He is our answer, that God is our truth, that God is our faith, that all that we need, all that we can hope for is in Him, and we can trust Him, and no matter what happens, and there will be tragedies in life. I heard the apostle say it. I think she said it was today was a challenging day. Things will happen in your day, but it's never about what is in your day. It's who carries your day. And if you trust in the one who carries you in your day, He will get you through no matter what it is. No matter what things are going on, He will get you through. And He will do it one day at a time. I love that old gospel song, "One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus."
Sweet Jesus.
That's it. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I ask of you. That's all we can do. We have our little saying that yesterday is gone, tomorrow is not promised, but today is the best day we can have. That's why it's called the present, and it's a gift. And that's all we can do is go through one day at a time, walking with Jesus, being free, and knowing that Christ is our Lord, and He is with us eternally. He's not going to be with us. There's no end to being with Christ. He is eternal. So it's not like He's going to be with us until this is over, or He's going to be with us until this situation is resolved, or He's going to be. There is no He's with us until. He is with us forever and eternity. And some of us can't even comprehend what that is. Everything we deal with has time boundaries on it. Everything has an ending and a closure, but our life with Him is eternal, and He is there. So we can look to Him and have and know that He will be with us throughout whatever comes in our lives. Praise the Lord. I talked about repent already, and then we need to be refilled. Spirit of the Lord, Jesus Christ said, I'm going to leave you another comforter. Now, I love that scripture because he's among the whole of many other scriptures, the whole word of God. But he says, I will leave you another comforter. If he says another comforter, that means he was the comforter while he was here. But when he left, he promised another comforter that he said would lead us and guide us through all truth. So we have this Holy Spirit of God that rained down in the book of Acts. And in that, we have this precious, precious gift of the Holy Ghost in us to lead us, to guide us, to direct us. And we need to be refilled with him over and over and over again because we get depleted. But one of the joys of us being able being depleted is that we serve a God that has no end. He is the source. He is not a resource. He is the source. And he has no, he does not run out. We can, even now in this situation that we're in, we go to the grocery store and the shelves are empty in some things. And we may want to buy something and it's not there. And we go from store to store to store and people are panic buying and all of this is happening. And our inventory runs low. Well, that doesn't happen with God. That doesn't happen with the Holy Ghost. That doesn't happen with Jesus. They are eternal. They have all. God is an omni-God. He has it all. And so we don't have to worry about him running out. So whatever we need, he is there to refill us in any area of our life. He is there to refill us. And then we get regenerate. Especially in the Christian use of this word, is to give a new and higher spiritual nature to something. We need to be regenerated. You can't resurge. You cannot undergo a resurgence and go again into your life and activity and prominence and all of that unless you are regenerated. We have our analogies, our metaphors, where you have a car that you can only go so far with your car and then you got to get gas. You need to be regenerated to keep going. The regeneration comes with revival, with prayer, with conferences, as such as the apostle is. Those are things that will give us, even in this time where we're not physically in one another's presence, we are spiritually with one another. And I praise God that he gave man the intellect to create a technology because this is not new to him. What is happening and what we're going on in the year 2020, it's not new to God. It did not catch him off guard. He wasn't off doing something busy and, oh, my goodness, look what I let happen to the planet Earth in 2020. That is not our God. He knew when he gave man the ability to come up with the Internet and Zoom and Cash App and everything else, that he was giving us some tools. He's the source, and he was giving us resources. And we are now learning how to have church and be the church and not be the building and appreciate that we can still be iron sharpening iron, that we can continue to serve and support one another through prayer lines and through the blog, radio, and all. He gave this to Bishop years ago, and she may have or may not have seen the scope of it. But 2020, it blew. People wanted to be in contact, and they wanted to be continued in communication. And so they're looking for ways to stay in communication so they can be resurged, so they can be renewed, so they can be refreshed, they can be restored. We can even have revival because we're dealing in the spirit realm. It's not a building. It's wonderful to have the building. It's a good place for us to come together. But the church are the believers. That's where we come together. And so I thank God that he put it in the air. It's in the air, and we are coming together to serve him and worship him in the air. And I thank God for that. Remission. There's another word I have here on my list, remission, the cancellation of the debt or a charge or a penalty. We need remission. We need God to forgive us, because that's what remission is forgiving us for our debts. We even pray, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And I'm not talking about a financial liability. I'm talking about our transgressions and our sins and all that yucky stuff that's in us. We talk about secret sins, that kind of stuff. That's what we need to be. We need remission from all of that, from all of that junk that's in us, so that when we do resurge, we do come alive again, we can rise up and be that that water and that wave that comes through that's refreshing, because all waves are not negative. Waves are good. They come through and they clean. We look at sometimes the negative aspect of a wave, that it comes and it causes floods. But even after that, there's always a renewing. We rebuild. And so there's a time of refreshing and renewing and revival that's going on in our nation right now in the name of Jesus. Then we have to replenish. I like replenish. Replenish is a little different from refill, because refill is to fill up, but replenish is to fill up again. So replenish is a refilling of the refilling of the refilling, and we want to be replenished. We want the word of God to come fresh and new in us. I was thinking as I was before the Lord and asking for examples of reeds. I was like, oh, God, God, give me. And he reminded me of Paul when he spoke to the Corinthians, and when they were taking their communion, Paul said to examine yourself. Now, the word of God doesn't say re-examine, but if you examine yourself every time you take communion, you are re-examining. You are re-examining yourself. You're looking into yourself before you take those sacraments, before you take that communion. Everybody does, but look into yourself and examine yourself, because you're taking on, because he said, do this in remembrance of me. So you examine and you continue to re-examine, and every time you take communion, you examine yourself again. Well, to examine yourself again is to re-examine yourself and look into you and say, all right, Lord, before I take this communion, before I break this bread that's your body, before I drink this juice or this wine that represents your blood, Paul told the Corinthians, examine yourself. And if you don't see anything, if it ain't right, don't take the communion. Make it right first. Before, if you have to go forgive, if you have to forgive within yourself, if you have to go and forgive someone, do all of that, because you want, when you take that communion, you want to be renewed in your relationship with our Savior. Rediscover something forgotten or ignored again. When you rediscover, you kind of go back to something that you have maybe stopped doing, and you realize, oh, I really enjoyed that, but I allowed myself to get distracted. I allowed so much to come upon me that I'm not doing that anymore. Well, believe it or not, some folks have to rediscover their thirst or hunger for the Word of God. They get so busy that they forget how beautiful and rich and wholesome that Word of God is, and that it feeds you and restores you, and it leads you along the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So you need to rediscover what it is that drew you to the Lord, and you want to renew that relationship with him again. Renew that passion. Rekindle that passion. Put it in you again. You can't resurge. I'm going to say this, and I don't want to offend, but you can't resurge. You can't rise again to life and activity and prominence unless you get yourself aligned again with Christ in a way you've never had before. And that's to just go back. And that's what read means, to go back, do again, get your relationship with him, pray more, read more, get involved more. And as I said earlier, with the technology we have now, your involvement, you have more resources now to get involved with more ministries. But you've got to know the Word of God, or you can get also that web, that spider's web. It protects and it traps, and you don't want to be trapped by it. You want it to be a protection for you. So be use wisdom in what you search and relate yourself with people, or align, excuse me, not relate. Align yourself with people that you trust in the Word of God so that you can rediscover something forgotten or ignored. Reveal, make something known to human beings or divine or spiritual means. Reveal is kind of the root word of revelation. And so you want to reveal who you are. Now, first to God, who already knows. So in prayer, you reveal to him who you are. But then you start sharing and growing in the Lord and revealing who you are in Christ Jesus. I can say this to everybody that's in the sound of my voice. There's more to you than you think there is. There is always more to you. God didn't have you. You're not still here. Let me put it this way. You are not still here without purpose. He has purpose for you. And you want, or you should want, that purpose to be resurged in you. It's a time for you to rekindle all of those feelings. And if you never had them, then pray for them. Because as Jackie Gleason used to say on the honeymoon, how sweet it is. It is a sweet relationship with the Lord Savior, our Lord and Savior. It is a wonderful, joyous, no matter what's going on, it's just a joy to know you have a God that knows it all and will get you through it all. You can hold him. You can love on him. You can seek him. He never sleeps. The Word of God says he never sleeps or slumbers. He don't take naps. He don't go on vacation. He is not. No, now they call them staycations because they can't go nowhere that they stay and vacate. He don't take vacations. He don't take vacations. He is ever present. He is omnipresent. He's present at all times, at all places. He's omniscient. He already knows everything. He just wants you to come to him. And he's omnipotent. He has all the power to get you through whatever may be a challenge for you. He's there for you, and he wants you to know, I am here for you. Resurrection. The revitalization or revival of something. The greatest resurrection we know of course, is that of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But there are some things maybe inside of you that are good things, for lack of another word. They are good things. They are worthy things. There are gifts that he has put in you. And the Word of God says that Paul says, he will make room for your gift. Well, you want to resurrect that. Because earlier I was sharing you about rediscovering. Rediscovering resurrection can sometimes go hand in hand, because you want to rediscover something that's in you and resurrect that so that you can be of service to the Lord. All these reads that I'm sharing with you is to return to it, your either a previous condition or return to something that Christ wants to do for you, and you put you question. He called you to do something, and you said no. You either you told yourself, or you let somebody else tell you, well, not now, and not this way. And I'm not going to try to be specific about who it is, because that's when you need to examine yourself and know. I'm just trying to encourage you that if it's time to resurge, as the Holy Spirit gave the apostle, then your resurging is for you to rise again. It is time for you to rise again and serve the Lord as he has equipped you. And then you need to study his word, be in prayer, be in fellowship, because like I said, we have these mediums, this mighty mediums, all these different mediums. Be in fellowship. There's no reason for you not to be in fellowship with your brothers and sisters in Christ. And then there's a return to come or go back to a place or a person. Now, some things you don't want to return to, Saints. You know that. That there's some old habits, some old behavior, old language. You don't want to return to that. But sometimes things happen and we get our hearts get hardened. And in our hearts being hardened, we turn things off inside of us. And we stop trusting people. And when we stop trusting people, we'll sometimes, and I'm careful to say this, but sometimes we're not trusting God. We have to trust God to lead us to who to trust. So we put our trust in him. But because of hurt, because of a situation that didn't turn out the way we want, we will back away from that person or that situation. And I'm not speaking to anything particular because you have to let the Holy Spirit of God tell you what you need to return to. Because there are things that and situations and maybe people that you do need to return to, and maybe it's out of forgiveness. Maybe it's something that they desire to do for you, but you were hurt, and so you're not allowing them to enter into your life. But you must be careful. I can't speak this to just everybody and say, well, just go to that old friend. I'm not saying that. Please know that I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that there may be some situations, some people, some circumstances that you need to return to, because that's where your resurgence will be, is in that situation. I had a scripture. I know some of you old preachers saying, she ain't gave me no scriptures. Isaiah 60:1. And it says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord shines over you. Isaiah is speaking to the Israelites who are in captivity. And chapter 59 of Isaiah, he has addressed some of the challenges that they have had to endure being in captivity. But when he comes to chapter 60, verse 1, it's the glory of the Lord rises on Israel, and there is a promise even to the Gentiles, which is who we are. And the first verse is, arise. It's a scripture of hope. Shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. When you resurge, you want God to do just that. You want him to rise, you want him to shine, and you want the glory of the Lord to shine upon us. And when you do talk about shining, we're back to that word light. He is a light. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he's also the light of the world. And so in our resurging, in our effort to regain the return to the life and activity or prominence, we have to be careful not to allow ourselves to get depressed about the circumstance that we're in. We as saints are the light. We are the ones that should be sharing with the world that this is a temporary situation that we're going through, that the Word of God assures us that this too will pass. And I know that that's challenging, because it's challenging for even some of the saints. So we have to share with each other before we can go and share with anyone else. But when we are assured of that, and we have that, we are confident that God is working this out in us, then we can share it with those that don't know him. And we can let them know that God is the way through the person of Jesus Christ to give you the strength to get through all of this, because we're not looking at a temporary situation. We're looking at any situation. And this is a good time when it's tight to reach out to an eternal God and to witness to others that this is the time to take hold of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who died for all of our sins, to repent and turn away. And the joy that we're seeking will be in Christ Jesus. which gives us the word rejoice. And that rejoice is not a prefix. The R-E is not a prefix. Rejoice is a verb, and it says to feel or show great joy or delight. When we get resurged, saints, and we go through with the being reborn, revived, refreshed, restored, rekindled, renewed, redeemed, released, repenting, refilling, regenerating, remission, rediscovering, revealing, resurrection, and returning, then we can rejoice in who Christ is and what he has done in us and through us. And we should be have this renewal of spirit and be rejoicing that we can go out and share this great God that we serve. So I my prayer for you is that you get re-something. Maybe all these re's didn't apply to you. Of course, if you're already saved, you don't need to be reborn. But we all need revival. We all need refreshing. There's an area of needing restoration. We need rekindling. There's spaces and places in our walk with Christ where we need renewal. We've already been redeemed. There are some things in us where maybe we need to be released. We need to maybe repent and be refilled and regenerated and be remission and have replenishing and rediscovering. I've shared these reads with you because I believe that that's what God wanted me to let you hear, that you need to resurge. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I'm done.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
All right.
did I read you enough? Is there enough?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for that beautiful message that has gone forth. We thank the Lord for the message as well as the messenger. It was certainly I know it blessed me, all the re's. I was making sure I was paying attention to the re's that were reflecting upon me, and I'm sure others have been doing the same, because you put enough re's out there that there's re's enough out there for everybody.
Yeah.
And so it truly was a blessed message, and I, too, just like you, believe that that's just the way the Lord wanted you to go with it. It certainly blessed me, and it not only just blessed me, but it just covered so much that we need in the body of Christ, that we need to acknowledge, that we need, you know, for ourselves. Hallelujah. As we go forth ministering and teaching and evangelizing and whatever we do in the body of Christ, these things can be so effective. And so I just enjoyed them, and I know that everybody else did. This is Apostle Zeta, for those that don't know, that weren't on when we first started. But I just am in such agreement with this beautiful message. It just covered so much about what we need. And thinking about resurging, when the Lord began to deal with me about it, and I'm not going to go into all of that he dealt with me about, but there was a time in my life where, you know, it was just like no matter what the Lord put upon my heart, it was done. And I mean, it just happened. Whatever resources were needed, they just came. And I'm not saying they're not now, but it's been different for a while. And it was actually due to me. And I did have to go to the Lord and repent, because what happened with me is I decided that I was a failure. And so some of you all didn't know that until I made it very transparent last year. But I was walking around feeling like I was a failure, but nobody else was, and I was just you know, involved with other people and pushing them and helping them and telling them how much the Lord was blessing them and what he's called them to do and so forth, and just being an encourager of the body. But for my own self, I was feeling like a failure. And I shared with some of you a while back about why I felt like I was a failure. I felt like I had let the Lord down in a business that he had given me. And even though I repented, I continued to feel that way. Well, just like Joan said, we can put our own selves in bondage. And if we're not careful, but because the Bible says, what a man speaketh, so is he. And so I know, and I'm only sharing this because I don't want you to be hindered in any ways like that, because I was hindered because, you know, the Lord continued to bless me, and I walked in his favor, which I still do, and, you know, and all of these things, but I cut myself short. Of some blessings that I would have had. I cut myself short of where I would be right now had I not continued to walk around and feel like a failure, even though the Lord had forgiven me. So that's what I just wanted to bring that out, because when he began to deal with me about resurging, yes, Joan is right. Sometimes we go back, and it's not going back where he brought us out of, but it's taking us back often to where we left off, ourselves, not him.
Yes.
And
exactly.
So that's what it was for me, praise God. And so I know that enough of those reads went out there that everybody can reflect on something for themselves. But this is where I am now today. I'm resurging because the Lord allowed me to see that I put my own self in bondage. But I was continuing to say, I'm walking in freedom. But I wasn't really. And so now I am again. And I am so thankful that I feel so much better, and I feel like the person that I was, but I feel better than the person that I was.
Praise God.
I am better than the person that I was because of him. And so that's why now I know that I'm going somewhere, because I've risen up. Hallelujah. And I'm on my way. Praise God.
Yeah.
And some of you, the same thing. It just, when he gave this to me, it wasn't for me only. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say this really quickly. When he was dealing with me with the word resurge, a lot of it came out. A lot came out of it, personally and otherwise, but all because he was dealing with me. But I took the word resurge, and I just went down the line, and he began to give me, and this is for the body.
Uh-huh.
That is the body. We are going to be rising. We are, and I'm not saying we're not, but this is what is expected of the Lord, that we are rising, that we're expecting, that we're seeking, that we're uniting with one another, that we're reaching. And when I think of reaching, I think about reaching the lost. And we are growing, we are expanding. Amen. Mm-hmm. So add all of that to what Joan said, and praise God. So now at this time, I am going to, well, I know I have people to thank. I wanted to thank them before I turn it over, but I wanted to thank all of the people that actually tuned in to be a part of our conference. I want to say thank you to the ones that so willingly took it on themselves to pray for the conference. And I wanted to just call out a few of those names right now. Evangelist Michelle Scott, who is part of the ministry of Bishop Shirlene Cook. Thank you, Jesus. And I know She was one we prayed together on the phone one day, and she's been continuing to pray for the conference. Reverend Janice Bell has been praying for the conference. Sharon Overall, Anna Wu Pickett, Reverend Lori Taylor, Evangelist George McGeehee, and Marcia Ballard has been continuing to pray, and we've spent some time together even on Saturday, and she's been a great blessing also. And I know I'm missing some of the people, but these are the most of them. And Apostle Edwin Holloway and Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, they have been praying, as well as other Spirit Alive broadcast staff has also, and of course, our own Bishop Shirlene Cook has been praying from the very beginning when we first talked about it. So I wanted to make sure that I thanked all of the people. I'm grateful for every speaker. Every speaker was alive and well into this conference. And so I just want to say thank you again to them as well. And I'm hoping that I didn't miss anybody. I know that that Bishop Shirlene Cook's mother was one of our intercessors, and she, you know, she really was praying for us diligently, as well as others. So I wanted to make sure that I mention those because they were very important. All of you, the listeners and everybody, is very important to us as well as the body of Christ in itself. So at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Bishop Shirlene Cook, and if I missed anything, she can let me know, and I will rectify that. All right. God bless you all.
Amen.
And thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Ooh. Glory to God. Let me be the first one to put my praise on it. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, yes. I had to put my praise on it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if my brothers and my sisters, for all of you that are sitting here in the studio or the quote-unquote conference room right now, if you would like to touch and agree with the wonderful Pastor Joan Clarice Allen, if you just like to have a word of praise, you would just like to share your testimony, if you would kindly press your 1 on your keypad, that will alert us that you would like to add your voice to this praise party indeed. Hallelujah. I will address you by the first 4 digits of your, the first 3, your area code, and the last 4 digits of the phone number, unless, of course, you are part of the Spirit Alive staff, whose numbers I know by heart. Hallelujah. So I see that one of our own has hurry up and pressed her 1. So we're going to start with Sister Tina Brown. She is a member of the Spirit Alive family, and Sister Tina, go ahead on and let your praises ring, sister.
God, hallelujah. Are we not feeling renewed today? Are we not feeling rejoiced for our love for Jesus and what Jesus has done for us? Oh, how blessed are we today to hear that message. That was a beautiful message and a message that I think we all needed to hear. I know myself included. I just want to thank Apostle Zeta for having this conference and resurging us all back to the Lord and what we should be doing within ourselves to have a special relationship with Christ. Because I think, you know, you can memorize your scriptures and you can say this or say that, but when you actually really walk the walk and talk the talk, as the pastor was saying in her message earlier, that's when people really notice, hey, why are you always so happy? Hey, what's different about you? And then it gives you the opportunity to be able to tell someone your relationship with Christ. So I really enjoyed the message this evening. It really resonated with me and things that I would like to do for myself to be able to resurge, and repenting is one of them. Going back to the altar, so to speak, and going to the Lord and saying, look, I fall from grace. I am not perfect. I don't walk on water. I know if I tried, I'd fall right in. So I, too, need to be corrected on a daily basis and come to the Lord and have my time with him I know a lot of us get busy being busy. Even with the pandemic, we have stuff going on, and we intend to spend that extra time that we really don't get a chance to. And I believe that with this conference has really brought us back to that relationship with Christ and how important it is with us to be able to have that relationship so that we can push it onto somebody else by just being who we are. We don't even have to
Amen.
Really shove it down their throat, so to speak, but just being who we are. So praise God for your conference, Apostle Zeta. I really do appreciate it. It was very insightful for me, and it really did bless me. So thank you so much. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. We are now gone down to Arizona, and we will hear from Prophetess Holloway. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I really enjoyed Reverend Allen, Pastor Allen.
Yeah.
She had so many breeze, and she just floated through it and just resurged us. I've been hearing that word, resurge, reboot, all of that, all year. And this is what God is doing in this season. And God just gave it to Apostle Zeta, and she was telling us about it last year. But God gave her to do it on the air this year. And I just thank the Lord for that. And it was just really good. The whole conference, the Lord just spoke to us. And I can say that for Apostle as well. The Lord just spoke to us through the whole conference. And I just wanted to share this little what God gave me. This was April 1st. He gave me the word about rejuvenation. And there was a commercial on the TV from an air conditioning company here in Arizona. And they said that rejuvenation, and I heard the Lord speaking, rejuvenation reduces breakdown and makes you last longer, a lot longer. He was talking about air conditioning, but I heard the Lord speaking. And tonight, he through Pastor Jones, God was letting us know we just need a real good clean out, and God has come to do that.
Amen.
And that'll help us work better and do things better in God. So thank you for the conference, Apostle Zeta, and Pastor Jones, and Bishop, Daughter Bishop Cook. And I just really enjoyed everyone tonight. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We will now hear from last week's speaker. I love this woman. We will now hear from Dr. Kathy Logan. She is
Amen.
In the house with us tonight, and we just want her to have a word. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Dr.
Amen.
Logan.
Praise God. It's Bishop Cook and Apostle Zayden to all my sisters and brothers that's out there. I just want to praise God for the word tonight. It was so powerful. And the points that stuck out with me, she said it's very important if we want to resurge, we must examine ourselves by repenting daily to the Lord.
Yeah.
Replenishing, examining yeah. ourselves, and getting a closer relationship with God, because we don't know when the Lord's coming.
Amen.
And we don't know when it's going to be our time, but I want to make sure I examine myself to be right with
yes.
the Lord.
Yeah.
So I just want to thank God about examining yourself and rediscovering and just, she was saying, and you don't do it anymore. Whatever it is that we were doing, we can stop doing it because we want to resurge in the Lord. And then
yeah.
she said, reveal and reveal who you are.
Amen.
And there's more to you than you know. So I praise God for all the powerful words that Pastor Joan was talking about tonight, because it has fed my soul. But I want to thank the Lord for meeting Apostle Zeta in Safeway out of all places. I just truly want to thank the Lord for her. And I want to thank God for the word and all the speakers have been for this whole month. I'm looking forward to next month. So I just praise God and thank God for his powerful word, because I want to keep examining myself. And I want to arise in the Lord daily. So just pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. What a beautiful sister she is. I just love her. I just fell in love with her. I heard her preach and I was like, yep, that's my sister right there. Mother Mitchell, Mom, you can come on in the room now.
Oh, my goodness, my Lord and my God. My daughter, Sister Joan, Pastor Hat, Sister, you was just, your message was so wonderful, and there was so much glory shining through as you went through all the reeds. And, you know, there are several things I wanted to thank you for personally that said to me, and that was, we can't, without being resurged, no matter if we are still here, God has a purpose for us. Because, you see, when you get to be my age, people want to push you to the back and sit you down. You know, they say, oh, she can be on the motherboard, but we ain't going to let her do nothing. And I say, oh, no, you ain't pushing me back nowhere. I'm going to speak for God. I'm going to do what I can to tell other people about Him. And if you don't understand, and my sister Zeta, you know, I love you, I love you, I love you. Don't ever let nobody tell you when God's telling you it's your time, your season, and your time. Step up to the plate and take that back, and you got that ball plumb out into the outfield. Don't let nobody tell you, because God tells you when it's your time and season, and when it's your turn. And we all will have one, and He will tell us when it is. One other thing I want to say really quick to my sister Joan. Let me find this here real quick. There was so much, I lost my place. But I'm gonna try to sum it up because my daughter cut it off. If you do, I want to say this, and I want the young people to hear. If you do all the reads that Pastor Joan talked about here, you take your Bible and you research them for yourself and study to be approved for yourself. When you get over to the last command she talks about, you can rejoice. Show great joy for the light that is
Christ
Jesus. Because He says, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. So if you do these things and keep them in front of you, you can rejoice when the end comes, and you don't have anything to worry about. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, my Pastor Joan. I love you, dear. You put me in visit again. And Pastor Zeta, thank you so much for being the type of woman that God will give a resurgence conference idea to, and then you put it forward. I thank God for everybody that spoke. Everybody just had so much meat in their messages for us, and I am so grateful for that.
Amen.
Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Let me go now to our little hurricane up in here. Evangelist Kathy Fortune, come on in the room. Oh, she's here. She got to get it together.
You must have been looking. I've been having technical difficulties. But let me say this.
That's right. I was over here looking.
God bless the message, and God bless the messenger.
Yes, amen.
Joan, glory to God, glory to God. You went through those reads, okay? With this
yes, she did.
This is what the Lord showed me. Glory to God. He said,
Thank you, Lord.
Who would do everything you said? All those reads, repent,
okay?
Yeah. Everything, all of that. That the blessings is going to flow.
Hallelujah.
You will have something to rejoice about because He's going to restore the anointing. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
You're going to see a moving of the Spirit, glory, in demonstration in the power of the Holy Ghost. It's like you said, if we do these things. See, we're we didn't got so far away, some of us, not everybody. He said he's just going to restore his spirit back to the church.
Yes.
We're going to see the move. We're going to see the healings. We're going to see the deliverance. Apostle Zeta spoke on that last week. Was that Sunday? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If we do all these reads that you say, you're going to see a change. When we come out of the cave, when we come out this cave, when we come out this pandemic,
Lord Jesus,
it's going to be a power that's going to be explosive.
Yes.
It's going to be explosive. Glory to God.
Yes.
And he gave me the scripture to back it up, that he was going to dip. It was just going to be more than words.
Yes.
But that's going to be demonstration of the spirit.
All right.
And of his power. Glory to God.
Yeah.
And that's in the book of Corinthians.
Yes.
Glory
Thank
to God.
Jesus.
So, again, God bless the message and God bless the messenger. Love you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen.
Love you too, Sandra.
Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All
Thank
right.
You, Jesus.
There's still an awful lot of us up in here that has not, you are still, there's still time for you to touch and agree. Because, saints of God, I truly am a servant leader that believes it is the coming together of the saints. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Touching and agreeing
that
truly hits home what Christ means to us.
Oh,
and, I praise God for this conference. I praise God for every message and for every messenger. I praise God that this was something that I needed. I've been doing what I've been doing for a long time.
Thank
you, Jesus. Over 20-something years.
Thank you.
And I've done it nonstop. And sometimes, no matter how, how we may be feeling, oh, I'm doing well, I'm this and I'm that, and I'm moving and I'm going, we do get tired.
Yes.
We do need to be rejuvenated. We do need to be reinvigorated. We do need, all of these reads.
Yes.
Because if we don't return to our first love, if we've fallen away because there's so much church hurt now, there's so many people that are so easily offended.
Yes.
And they fall away from the church. But God says we need to. I heard my mother, pastor, sister, friend. See, I got a whole mother board. You all will learn this about me after a while. I got a whole mother board, okay? You will learn if you don't do the rest of these, all of these reads, you're going to be doing a whole lot of repenting. Because we need that rejuvenation and that restoration and that, and we need that redemption. We need all those reeds in order to stand in this time and in this season. Because, thanks to God, we in our last day. Men are lovers of themselves and money. People don't run, all that word is played out. That word was for them back then. That was for the Pharisees back then. No. The word of God says, I change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, forevermore. So if his word, whatever Jesus said to the Pharisees, to the woman at the well, to Lazarus, to anybody else, to his disciples, he's saying the same thing to us today.
Amen.
And if you don't know what the word of God, if you have been reading the word and you really didn't catch all this that the pastor brought out tonight, I would suggest that you go back and read your word.
Amen. Amen.
You need to reread your word.
Amen.
Because the Lord wants us all to be powerful. He wants us to grow, to become spiritually mature in him. He wants us to rise above the things in and of the world and to shine our light for his glory.
Amen.
So I just want to thank everyone from Dr. Anisha Mathis, Dr.
Yes.
Kathy Logan,
yes.
Bishop Nation, Evangelist
yes.
McGeehy, and of course
yes.
our speaker, the beautiful speaker we had on tonight. Of course, I love her. This is a woman that I adore.
Yes.
Apostle Zeta, my own mother,
yes.
Pastor Joan. These are all
thank
phenomenal
you.
Women who
yes.
I have had the privilege
thank you,
to sit at their feet.
Oh,
I have had the privilege of watching
Jesus.
Them walk the walk.
Thank you, Lord.
They
yes.
thank
you.
Just being in their presence brings about a rejuvenation in my spirit. It brings about a resurgence in my spirit. Just being in the room with these wonderful women and men of God, it just does something to my
yes.
spirit.
Yes.
To know that, you know, it's wonderful when you can say to folks, all of them have heard me say this, you know why I love you? Because I knew that I wasn't crazy. Okay? I knew I was crazy.
Thank you, Lord.
See, that's what real saints, that's how they make
thank
you feel. And it's how
yes.
they make you live. Because
yes.
you want to live to honor the teachings that you have received from these wonderful people. And you want to
yes.
honor God first and foremost. So
yeah.
I just want to thank God for this conference. I am truly blessed to have been able to offer the network as
mm-hmm.
a safe place for the
yes,
conference
Lord.
Because I truly wanted to be a help to Apostle Zeta and to anyone in the body of Christ because I
yes.
truly wanted
yes.
the people of God to be blessed because if you haven't noticed, even young people walking around talking about, I'm so tired. You know, people are tired. This COVID-19
yeah.
has been going on a long time. And
yeah.
so while we are stuck in, we need to be getting our reads on, all of them. All of them. So we can be ready. So we can be ready to do what God has called each and every one of us to do
yes.
at the appropriate time. Now, for me personally, people say we're in a pandemic. And I'm saying, what pandemic? I'm still doing what I've been doing. I haven't stopped doing what I've been doing. Because, see, God
yes.
fixed it over 13 years ago. That I wouldn't have to worry about going forth in a pandemic. I was already
amen.
Pre-set up. I was already where other people now must be. So I praise God that he will raise you up at the appropriate time. And he will use us to carry forth the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So I want to thank God for everything that we have heard. I know
yes.
I'm going to the, you know, after this conference, I'm ready to, every time I you know, nobody's going to have to tell me to go back to the potter's wheel. God is not going to have to drag me to the potter's wheel. I'm sorry.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Ain't nobody going to have to tell me to repent. I'm automatically know how to repent, okay?
Thank you,
nobody, you know, I'm just saying, nobody's going to have to tell me to get rejuvenated. I'm already rejuvenated. I'm ready to go now. I can go another 30 years now. Well, maybe not that long, but the conference has been a real blessing for me because I have been in leadership for so long that it was just a blessing to be able to sit with my little
thank
notebook
you, Lord.
And my little Bible. And you know, and just sit up like a student, and just suck it, just soak it all in. So it has truly blessed me to just be able to sit and soak in the Word of God. Because the Word, the conference that we have heard, sweethearts, it was better than Calgon. Lord have mercy. It was better than Calgon. Look here. This conference just blew me away. It's better than Campbell's soup. It was eating good. God have mercy. Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
I don't have to look. I don't need to call Mr. Clean because I got the King. King Jesus. Hallelujah.
All right. Amen.
And I know that for myself. So I'm just praising God for all that we have heard on tonight. I'm praising God that for all that we have heard during this conference. I want to thank you, Apostle Zeta, for your obedience to God. I just want to thank Pastor Joan Allen for always being just the down-to-earth woman of God that she is.
Yeah.
People go, Bishop Cook, you know, you're just this, you're that. And I said, I come from good stock. I don't know what you're talking about. You should see my people. You should see my people. They taught me well, okay? It ain't even my fault. It's their fault. Them and Christ. But I just want to praise God for the conference. I'm going to now turn you back over to your facilitator, Apostle Zeta Flowers, if there be nothing else. I'm also looking in the chat room. I want you to know that we have had one of the largest crowds in the chat room that we've had in a long time. We had over 300 people in the two chat rooms that are listening via Skype, Instagram, and my two chat rooms. We also have over 200 people sitting in the studio. So Bishop is talking and scrolling. See, I'm over here and we're doing what they call executive producing. You know, I got to make sure nobody's won their prayers because I don't want to overlook anybody. But I praise God. So at this time, I'm going to turn you. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm going to turn you back over into the hands of your facilitator so she can have her final comments. And then I will close the program. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much, Bishop Shirlene Cook. I appreciate you so much. And thank you for allowing this conference, because I was trying to figure out where it was going to be a while back and figure out how it was going to be done. And of course, I took it to the Lord in prayer. And when I mentioned it to her, it was on. And so I just thank the Lord for you and your obedience to the Lord. Praise God.
I love you.
He spoke to her.
Amen.
And so I am truly grateful that we were able to put this on. And first time ever for me doing a conference this way. But it let me know that it can be done.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God shows us so many ways that we can accomplish what he gave us to do. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's no one way of doing anything. So I just praise God and I thank him. And I, Evangelist Kathy, I know I didn't call your name out. I said earlier I might not call everybody's, but because a lot of it is in my head and not on paper. But I thank you so much because you were praying for the conference, even going through some hard stuff.
Dealing with
some pain. Hallelujah. And so was I. But we came through.
Came on through.
Came through with the help of the Lord. And I'm grateful. Praise God. I also wanted to make sure that I thanked this wonderful person who is a friend of Dr. Kathy Logan, who was one of our speakers last week.
Dr.
I want to personally thank the person that's been on listening in the conference that is all the way in Louisiana. So I wanted mention her. Hallelujah. She's
Amen.
Been with us.
God bless her.
We thank
her.
The Lord for her that she saw fit to listen in, and she also had comments last week. So we thank the Lord for
did.
Her. And just everybody. And if I forgot anybody, don't charge it to my heart. Praise God. Because my heart is with you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
My heart was truly in this conference. Because the Lord showed me so many things that were going to take place once the conference happened.
Yes.
So I haven't forgot what he showed me. So I'm walking in expectation, and I truly hope that you are too.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Just knowing
thank you, Lord.
That when God tells us something, it is so.
It is so. Amen.
Hallelujah. And it is so.
Amen.
Because he said so. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And
yes.
Pastor Joan was saying it's not about us anyway.
Sure isn't.
It's a beautiful thing when we can really know who it's all about and that we have no mistakes in who it is all about. Because it's all about Jesus. Hallelujah. It's all about Jesus.
Yes, it is.
And it just saddens me that people are yet leaving, not knowing him.
Yes.
So our work is cut out for us. And I just want to say tonight, and that's to everybody, evangelists and everybody, if you don't have a burden for souls, pray that God give it to you.
Yes, please.
Because we're losing too many.
Yes,
we're losing
Lord,
too many too soon. We're losing too many prematurely. Hallelujah. And we know that a great number of them have been taken out through the pandemic and other situations as well.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But when we're about our Father's business, like Paul said, by all means, save some. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We all should have that
thank
will
you.
To want to take somebody with us.
Yes.
We're heaven bound.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Many of us are
thank
heaven
you.
Bound. And my
thank
question
Jesus.
Yesterday, in yesterday's message, was do you know where you're headed?
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Because we
no.
got help. Where we're headed. Because if we don't know where we're headed, how can we take somebody else?
Well, we don't know.
To heaven.
Amen.
If we don't know that's
come
our
on.
Destination.
Say that.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You.
The Lord was showing me also that there will be a great resurgence of evangelism. And I'm waiting to see it. Hallelujah.
Me too.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to make sure that I'm in there and being a part of it. Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed.
We don't want to talk about it. We want to do it. Hallelujah.
Yes. Come on.
In Jesus' name. The one
in
that told
Jesus
us
name.
That we would do the greater works. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he went to be with the Father. He said, greater works will you do because I go to the Father.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. We must do it. As Joan said, we must be about our Father's business.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what it's all about.
Yes.
He's called us and entrusted
Amen.
Us
Amen.
To be about his business.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And what a better master could we be working for?
Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
the
you,
one
Jesus.
That's given
Hallelujah.
Us everything. His life.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Right.
He gave it all up. hallelujah for us.
Yes,
yes.
It is.
That, as Joan was saying, that we will have it eternally. Hallelujah.
Yes.
There won't be no cut off. Hallelujah. It'll be eternal. Praise God. Nobody will be able to stop it. Hallelujah. It'll be eternally. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. That's what it's all about. Hallelujah. Is that we make it in and that we take somebody else along with us.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. I believe
amen.
That that's all I have
amen.
To say.
All
amen.
Right. Amen.
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 You
have
been listening.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You have been listening to All Nation Christian Fellowship's Resurge Conference with Apostle Zeta Flowers. She is the founding pastor of All Nations. She is also was your facilitator and your creator of this wonderful conference. And we have truly been blessed. Hallelujah. For those, we pray that you have enjoyed this conference and has been blessed by this conference as much as all of us have been. Hallelujah. It is our fervent prayer that you continue to walk with us at the Spirit Alive Network. Each and every day of the week, we do have something for everyone.
Thank you, Lord. Next
month, we will be having yet another conference. It's going to be a two-Monday conference, and it will be on domestic violence and child abuse. We're going to bring awareness. We want to encourage. We want to equip. And we want to empower.
Yeah.
So we will be having this conference because here at Spirit Alive, we tackle the hard topics.
Yeah.
We are concerned just as Jesus is about the whole man. Just not the spiritual, but the whole man and the issues and the problems that we face. And we need to know as children of God how to deal with those issues and how to be effective in dealing with those issues. So I invite you to come out next month. It will be the last two Mondays in October. But we are going to start out the month. We have a great month for you on Taking It to the Streets with the conference the last 2 weeks. The first Monday, October the 5th, we are going to be joined by First Lady Yvetta Franklin Thomas. Hallelujah. She is now preaching the gospel, and she is going to come and bless us with the word. And then we will have Dr. Khaled White. He is a wonderful professor, African-American professor, who is writing books in English and in Spanish for our black and brown children. And we want to hear all about that and what he is doing and how he is encouraging our little black and brown children, because they definitely need the encouragement. Also, you can follow us here every day of the week. On tomorrow, you can join Pastor Lester Tarver in Cincinnati, Indianapolis, Indiana, for Tuesday night teaching. Wednesdays, join us for Sister to Sister with myself and Evangelist Michelle Scott. And this week's topic is going to be a good one, praise God, because we are going to be telling adults to cut the cord, okay? Yes, we're going to be discussing how we should cut the cord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So,
thank you, Jesus.
To hear more, to learn more about the Spirit Alive Network, please go to www.spiritalivenetwork.weebly.com, and there you will find our books, our magazines. And you can also, in order to access these programs, they are all in archive on Blog Talk Radio. All you have to do is go to Blog Talk Radio, type in the Spirit Alive Ministries Network or the Spirit Alive Network, and we have over 3,000 programs in archive that you can listen to every day. So we just praise God for all of you that came out.
To all of my young people in the chat room, Bishop sees you. I love you. And to all of you, our brothers and sisters around the world, we are just so blessed that we have listeners from the USA to the UK to Russia to China and beyond. And I just know that the people of God around the world are truly going to be blessed by this conference. So on behalf of myself, the Spirit Alive family, Apostle Zeta Flowers, we pray that you continue to acknowledge God in all that you do. And from our household to your household, be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you, each and every one.
God
from
bless
all
you.
Of us.
And
at
God
the Spirit
bless
Alive
you.
Network.
And
amen. Love you.
You
all. God bless
amen.
You all.
God bless you.
God bless.
God bless you.